Olive lay on her belly under the kitchen table. She flapped her imaginary tail. "I am the mermaid princess, Aquamarina," she said in a sing-songy voice. "I demand that you release me from this dungeon and return me to the sea before I dry up." I looked up from my book. Another graphic novel, this one about pirates, and rolled my eyes. "Can't you just sit down like a normal person and eat your cereal?" She pretended to flap her tail again. "We mermaids do not eat cereal, especially not sprouts and stuff." She wrinkled her nose. "The sprouts taste like weeds, and the stuff tastes like dirt." "You're crazy," I said. I turned back to my book. The panels showed Blackbeard's victims walking the plank. "Arrgh! Save us!" Splash! A ring of sharks circled below. I grinned. You have to love graphic novels. They're so, well, graphic. I could really see all the gruesome details. Olive crawled out from under the table. "I think I'll have cheesy doodles for breakfast," she declared in her regular voice. I put down my book. "Oh, no, you don't," I said. "Oh, yes, I do," she said. She stuck out her tongue and headed for the snack cabinet. "You're not the boss of me. I'm the big brother. You're only 7. "So, you're only 10, Olive shot back. "Almost 11, I corrected her. At that, Olive stuck her thumbs in her ears and waggled her fingers. "Nyah, nyah, nyah." I could feel angry words starting to pile up inside me. It was like having a belly full of bats flapping their wings and fighting to get out. "Why do you always have to be such a bat? I mean, brat," I said through clenched teeth. Then, in my best mom voice, I added, "Why can't you just listen for once?" Olive poked out her lower lip. "You're a meanie." I knew I was being mean. And I hate being mean. But I couldn't help it. I just felt so full of bats. I sucked in air, tried to get calm. "Look," I finally said. "We have just 3 weeks of summer left. I don't want to waste them on a bunch of dumb baby sister drama." In response, she cried. "I can't hear you. I can't hear you." Then she hopped up onto a kitchen chair. "Princess Aquamarina will now return to her watery world." She raised her hands in a diving position. "Stop!" I grabbed at her. Olive twisted away. "Do not touch the mermaid." She bumped against the table, sending her bowl of now soggy sprouts and stuff crashing to the floor. "Hey!" called a sharp voice from upstairs. Mom came out of her attic studio and stood on the upstairs landing, peering down at us. She had a pencil stuck behind her ear and a worried look on her face. "I can hear you two all the way up here. What's the problem?" I glared at Olive. She hopped off the chair. Her hands dropped to her sides. "There's no problem," I said.
"Nope, no problem," Olive said.
"It sounded like a problem," said Mom. Her voice was tired. "We were just messing around," I said. "Sorry we got you out of your studio." Our mom is the author-illustrator of the Bumble Bunny series of children's books. But after 22 bunny adventures, she was having trouble coming up with an idea for the 23rd. And it was due to her publisher in less than a week. "I'm blank," Mom had groaned just yesterday morning. She tugged on her hair, a sure sign she was feeling stressed. Empty, clean out of inspiration. For the rest of the day, I had thought about my mom's blankness and how awful it must feel. I saw it in my mind, all dark and echoey like a cave or a cellar or my great Aunt Helen's bathroom. I guess that's what happens when you read as many graphic novels as I do. You start picturing all kinds of images in your head. Anyway, I thought maybe I could fix things. So that night, I'd hopped to the supper table wearing a homemade Bumble Bunny's costume, complete with floppy construction paper ears, a pink painted nose, and a fluffy cotton puff tail. It was so embarrassing, I almost couldn't stand it. But after Dad left, I'd vowed to myself to help Mom any way I could, even if that meant going around dressed like a dumb bunny.
"Yow! A zombie kangaroo!"
Olive had screamed when I appeared in the doorway. Then she put up her hands. "Don't eat me, mate," she'd said in this ridiculous Australian accent before bursting into giggles. I wanted to say that even a starving zombie wouldn't eat her tiny raisin brain, but I let it go. By then, my mom was laughing too, but I wasn't. My costume wasn't supposed to be funny. It was supposed to be inspirational. It was supposed to give Mom some confidence for Bumble Bunny's number 23. Geez, if I wanted to be funny, I would have put rubber vomit on their plates right next to the peas.